Global Business Case Studies. Chapter 1. Marketing Mix in Emerging Countries. Shiseido, Thailand. Warm-up. A. Only one woman is standing in front of the counter. B. A woman is talking on the phone. C. The women are working at the cosmetic shop. D. Two women are holding some cosmetics. Vocabulary input. 1. Net sales. 2. Incorporate. 3. Distribution channels. 4. Corporate culture. 5. Management asset. 6. Passion for beauty. 7. Japanese hospitality. Listening booster. A. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. Long history in Japanese-style cosmetic business. In 1872, Japan's first Western-style pharmacy opened in the Tokyo Ginza district. The name of that company was Shiseido. However, Shiseido soon changed from a pharmacy to a cosmetics company. It can be said that Shiseido's success depends on their corporate culture, which has always been about providing high-quality services and products to customers. Moreover, their business culture includes the Japanese hospitality concept of omotenashi. In fact, Shiseido's corporate culture is a management asset that has allowed the company to expand their business in the world. Now, the company operates in approximately 120 countries and regions around the world, with 60% of their total sales coming from foreign markets. 1. When did Shiseido start its business? Two. How many countries does Shiseido operate its business in? Three. What percentage of Shiseido's business is operated overseas? B. Listening review. Long history in Japanese-style cosmetic business. In 1872, Japan's first Western-style pharmacy opened in the Tokyo Ginza district. The name of that company was Shiseido. However, Shiseido soon changed from a pharmacy to a cosmetics company. It can be said that Shiseido's success depends on their corporate culture, which has always been about providing high-quality services and products to customers. Moreover, their business culture includes the Japanese hospitality concept of omotenashi. In fact, Shiseido's corporate culture is a management asset that has allowed the company to expand their business in the world. Now, the company operates in approximately 120 countries and regions around the world, with 60% of their total sales coming from foreign markets. Learning from authentic business. Becoming a global Shiseido. The growth of the Southeast Asian market is being influenced by Thailand. The Thais have a strong passion for beauty. Shiseido understood the huge business potential of the Thai market from 1962, the year when the company started selling cosmetics in Thailand. When Masato Yamada was appointed president of Shiseido Thailand, he started organizing about 300 local Thai employees. He needed to incorporate Shiseido's unique Japanese corporate culture into Thai working conditions. For example, because Thai people respect harmony and friendly relationships, the workers were very accommodating. This was sometimes beneficial at offices. However, The Thai workers were often too obedient and almost never disagreed with their supervisors. Consequently, they were afraid to report bad news or problems, which made it difficult for Yamada to know the truth about some of the frequent political problems that occurred in Thailand. Reading Booster: Enhancing Mustage Marketing in Thailand. Due to the political problems and natural disasters that often occurred in Thailand, Yamada had a tough time predicting sales figures and managing Shiseido's inventory. He had to communicate with his Thai staff and local stakeholders to get honest news about the mood of the Thai people. At first, this was difficult, but eventually, Yamada was able to develop many friendships. This enabled him to have the valuable support he needed for Shiseido to survive in Thailand. To expand the business, Shiseido could not rely on only the rich for sales. Yamada needed to make Shiseido popular with younger people and people who had low or middle incomes. To achieve this goal, Yamada canceled the contract with local agents and controlled the company's promotion directly. He believed that if Shiseido promoted a product line called ZA by a marketing mix strategy, he could gain a greater market share in Thailand. The first step that Yamada took was to ask the Shiseido Research Center to develop a new ZA skincare product for the Thai women. His next step was to arrange for a line of ZA products to be priced cheaply for younger people. Unfortunately, mustache marketing did not go well for Shiseido because it did not have relevant relationships with hypermarkets. Yamada needed to find new distribution channels, and he managed to do so. His successful negotiations at the head office of mega hypermarket stores such as Tesco Lotus and Big C Supermarket gave consumers easier access to ZA products. Lastly, Yamada hired a young Thai superstar to be the brand ambassador, which created familiarity between Thai people and ZA products. Consequently, Yamada was able to achieve success because of effective communication strategies that respected the local culture and customers. Shiseido's net sales doubled, and its local staff grew from 300 to 700. Furthermore, by 2016, Shiseido had attracted more younger customers, with 40% of its total portfolio coming from Thai customers under the age of 30.